Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hey, everybody, it's your man, Head Crack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
What's up? Welcome.
Hey, y'all.
Man, we got to get right to it. We got to get right to it, man. So much celeb news, man. We got Heidi and Frank out there in Los Angeles. What's popping, folks?
What's up, Atlanta?
Woo, 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 woo.
Woo, 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 woo.
Woo, 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 woo.
But later on, the big homie T.I. stopped by our studios to talk about his new album, Tiny, and much, much more. Oh. Plus, Bruno Mars gets a serenade for his birthday from a surprising pop star. And a housewife has a new man, or should we say boy? Well, anyway, find out who's dating a guy almost 20 years younger. We'll get to it. But first, Heidi, what you got?
Well, it didn't take long for Taylor Swift's political statement to make some waves in the White House. Now, yesterday, we talked about how Taylor Swift made a very rare political statement where she said that she is backing a couple of Democratic nominees in Tennessee. Well, Donald Trump heard all about this, and, well, here's what he had to say. Take a look.
Taylor Swift jumping into politics. What do you have to say to her?
And what did she say?
She said she wants people to vote for Democrats.
Not Marsha Blackburn, especially.
You know, well, Marsha Blackburn is doing a very good job in Tennessee. She's leading now substantially, which she should. She's a tremendous woman. I'm sure Taylor Swift has nothing or doesn't know anything about her. And let's say that I like Taylor's music about 25% less now, okay?
Do you think he's a big Swiftie before this?
This is what I'm saying. I guarantee if you said, Donald, what is it? Name a title of a Taylor Swift song. He wouldn't have a clue. He's never even heard of her before. You
kidding? In my head, I think he dances to it privately by himself.
With his penis tucked between his legs?
Yeah.
I just said no. It won't
reach all the way between his legs, according to Stormy Daniels. Yeah, he thought Taylor Swift was what the maid used to dust the floor with. He didn't have any idea who she is.
All right, so not only that, but get this. Now, we found out that Kanye West, there's kind of another diss. Kanye West, his, BFF, is going to be having lunch with him, with Donald Trump, at the White House sometime this week.
Ooh, they're going to be kikiing about Taylor, honey.
Okay, honey, it's going to be a hot mess.
Ooh, yes, it is. They're going to be serving up some tea.
So what does that lunch look like? Does Kanye West show up at the... You know, you're never supposed to go to somebody's house empty-handed. So does Kanye bring Donald Trump a pair of Trump Yeezys?
Absolutely.
Does Trump give him a new MAGA hat? I mean, what happens that day? I mean, what are they eating? God.
Trump looks like he puts an excessive amount of mayonnaise on his sandwiches.
And
like,
his skin.
Just disgusting amount. Like,
it's
it
like
just drops.
A moisturizer of mayonnaise.
It drinks milk with it. Ew.
Gross. So the nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees were announced today. There's 15 nominees, and here are some of the standouts, some of the favorites. We got Janet Jackson.
Okay.
We have LL Cool J.
Yeah.
All right.
Rage Against the Machine. Yeah. Stevie Nicks. And Rufus and Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan.
Well, here's the thing about Chaka Khan. She's been nominated like four different times, and she just can't seem to get in. She's always waiting outside the velvet rope going, come on.
Chaka Khan? Who's here?
She's just subliminally telling the judges, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan. Now, here's one of the stipulations for even being inducted is that you have to have released your first album 25 years ago. So
they should put my homegirl in there, damn it. Janis Joplin never got nominated. She's not in there.
So who is that?
Is she alive?
Janis Joplin, no, she's not alive, but she's...
She got beat out by a more popular singer by the name Janis Joplin.
There it is, headcrack.
Yeah, that's exactly
right. That's right.
So of the artists today, who do you think will have a 25-year-long career to even look back to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Name somebody who's getting inducted.
John Legend?
But
is he not too rock? He's not rock and roll, though.
Beyonce!
Yeah, Beyonce.
Hello, Beyonce. Yeah.
I know the AMA's there tonight, so you're going to see a lot of bands. I mean, then when you look at the rock genre, it has depleted over the years where it's like, rock music, does any of it even exist anymore? So I think that you do have to expand the genres to go, yes, definitely Beyonce and Drake are definitely going to be in it. So the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has to evolve or change the name to the Music
because
Hall of Fame or something.
Isn't rock and roll not necessarily about the music, but somebody can be like, man, this is so rock and roll. It's a feeling.
It's like an attitude.
It's an attitude.
Yeah. Like Lil Wayne is totally rock and roll.
Right. Brad's totally rock and roll.
That's right.
Do you consider yourself like, you know, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame eligible or worthy?
I mean, if Run DMC is in there, hell yeah, give me a few more years. I'm going to get in there and I'll holler at y'all to come to my party
I'm pulling up.
Yeah, man, hell yeah. Well, y'all, it seems like Bruno Mars definitely likes to have his cake and eat it, too. The singer posted a video on Instagram of Ed Sheeran serenading him for his 33rd birthday backstage at his 24-carat Magic World Tour, and it's a little different. Take a look.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear two-time Super Bowl performing Bruno. Happy birthday to you.
Again.
Happy birthday to you.
No, he did not.
Yes.
It's so cool to have friends that are, like, willing to have fun.
Okay.
Again.
That was hilarious. And it's kind of cool to have Ed Sheeran serenade you on your birthday backstage. So if y'all can have anybody serenade you on your birthday, y'all, who would it be, Headcrack?
I'm going to go with Maya because a lap dance may come with that.
What about you, Portia?
No, that would be Ashanti.
I'm going to go with Maya because the lap dance might come with that. No shade.
What about you, Portia?
Ooh, oh, my gosh. I would even say Bruno Mars. I love him.
Gary.
Chaka Khan.
Heidi.
John Legend.
Uh-oh, Frank.
I'd say Cardi B. I want her to sing to me and then punch me in the face.
I mean, somebody needs to tell Bruno Mars how he eat a damn cupcake.
He's eating it like a steak, right?
Yeah. I mean, what the hell are you doing, Bruno?
It was a cake behind the cupcake.
Oh. He got a cupcake cake.
Into, yeah.
Cupcake.
Well, talking about keeping it moving, New York housewife Bethany Frankel was spotted in Boston with her new boo, y'all.
Okay.
29-year-old tech investor and model Ben Kocinski. Yeah, y'all, they were showing major PDA. Now, this is just 2 months after her ex-boyfriend passed away. So, what do y'all think?
She didn't let no grass grow under her feet, honey. She moved right on. Isn't she in the grieving process? Everybody grieves differently. Some people need to get, underneath a 29-year-old model.
Hello.
He probably was already in the wings, honey. So, and she just came and brought him home to the forefront.
I feel like Dennis died so she could live her best life.
Okay.
Somebody else is getting 6 feet deep.
Too soon. Well, listen, I know that Frank's ex-wife didn't die.
Unfortunately.
Right. But I do remember the day of his divorce, the day of your divorce, the marriage you thought was going to last forever was finalized. He was still in the grieving process, of course, so he decided to grieve with a 19-year-old Arizona State University girl.
In Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah, I remember you telling us that.
We all grieve differently, and, sometimes you need a PYT.
It's possible. I mean, her and Dennis Shields were kind of on and off.
Exactly.
You know, she had just recently tweeted, we talked about yesterday, about mistakenly, getting, like, a message from him or whatever.
Yes, honey.
But I don't know. What y'all think about using a younger man to move on?
Yeah. Refresh my memory. She thinks her dead husband texted her?
Yeah, she actually thought that, she was texting.
Hell, I'm alive. I don't even text my wife.
You have handwriting through the text?
Yeah.
So the handwriting through the text said, hurry the up. And so she was like, wait a minute, I don't even know how to do handwriting text. Her friend who she was texting doesn't know how to do it either. So she was like, wait, that had to be Dennis Shields.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's ghosting her.
Mm-hmm. Now, what the hell? What exactly is a tech investor? I look at this guy, he's like, he's a tech investor. That means he plays Xbox every night.
He's playing Fortnite.
He's gaming.
Okay. Yeah, that's like, oh, I'm an entrepreneur.
He answers the phone. Yeah. So you say in the club, you're like, oh, I'm a tech investor. You're like,
hey,
I just bought a new iPhone. I'm a tech investor.
Are we all then? Are we all tech investors?
I invest in dominoes.
Right. We buy cell phones. We tech investors, too.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Up next, T.I. drive by the studio, honey, to dish the latest on his relationship with Tiny. Now, you don't want to miss this, T-Baby. So, honey, come on right back after the break.
Dish Nation. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Dish Nation. This is a guy we always keep a microphone on for because he come through a lot. We love this guy. Make some noise one time for T.I.
Yes!
Woo!
Right on.
It seemed like those 10 albums came quick. Like,
no. No, they didn't. Did you know that before my first album was released, I had my first son?
Right, okay.
Okay. He's a freshman at Georgia State.
Okay. But this is a testament to how fast the world revolves. Because
I guess.
I remember the first time I met you. It was at Kappa Beach.
That's like 2002.
You were fresh off the heels of the I'm Serious joint.
Yeah, 2001, 2002.
When the chapter is finally closed on your book, what would you want to be known for the most?
A great father. That's it. And, you know, an ever-improving husband.
That's good.
Okay, you know ever-improving.
Like, ever-improving.
Yeah. You
know, that's where that song Stay come from, T.I.?
Stay, what's Stay?
I thought it was a song that you did to Tiny, what? You and that Victoria Monet.
Oh, no, that's called The Amazing Mr.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it because when I reported it yesterday, I'm like, I couldn't say that yesterday.
Yeah, say it's The Amazing Mr. But everybody has been The Amazing Mr. before.
You think?
Yeah, everybody.
Or The Amazing Miss.
Yeah, you dig.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because all of us fall short of the glory. You dig what I'm saying?
All right.
True.
You dig what I'm saying? You know, but he ain't through with us yet.
All right now.
We got a ways to go.
It's big to address these things, and I think a lot of people appreciate it when artists peel back them layers on themselves and talk about their personal lives within their music.
Right.
Like, was this song one of those songs that was so personal that you had a hard time playing it for other people, or the words just flow?
Yeah, it was extremely easy.
Nice.
That's what's up.
But I didn't plan on making the song. I didn't know I was gonna make that song until I started listening to the beat.
Now, you've been locked down for a long time, right? What is...
Excuse me, wait a minute. What do you mean?
Not locked down, like incarcerated, but you've been
You know what I mean? I'm kind of sensitive to those kinds of words. You know what I'm saying? Those are key words, you know?
Those are triggers.
Triggers.
Indeed. Okay. Now, but you've been in a family dynamic for a minute. Like, when is the last time T.I. got his heart broken?
What do you mean?
Like, when's the last time you got your heart broken? Like, when's the last time a girl broke your heart?
A girl?
Yeah.
Man, come on. A woman, like, at this point in time, it ain't my daughter, my mama, and Tamika are the only people who can break my heart. You dig what I'm saying? I'm immune to all that other fictitious pain y'all talking about.
fictitious pain.
That self-inflicted pain, you know what I'm saying? It's that like stubbing your toe, you know what I'm saying? If it weren't for your action, it wouldn't have been hurt. You know what I mean? So,
as you look at your daughters, because, like, you know, we look at situations in hip-hop where, like, you know, rappers such as yourself who are old enough to have teenagers who are of a certain age, sometimes they date people within the industry. Mm. Now, what does T.I. the father say towards young rap dudes who want to holler at your daughter?
I mean, man, listen. One thing you can't stop is love. You know what I'm saying? You can't stop. You can't help who you fall in love with. You can't stop that. But all the in between, you know what I'm saying? So if you really, really, really want it, it's my job to test you and make sure you do.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you just here today, gone tomorrow, you ain't going to want to put up with me.
Gotcha, because you're going to be present.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, you already know about it. The Dime Trap is out right now. Be sure you support the homie, man. One time, y'all, for T.I.
Yeah.
Appreciate the love, bro. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yes, baby, it's time for another edition of
What the Fashion?
Okay, today, honey, we're going to do something a little different.
Uh-oh.
Yes, honey, we're going to be checking out the fashion of celebrity parents. And starting off is Drake's daddy along with Janae Aiko's daddy.
Whoa. Oh.
Is that Carl?
Wow. He looks like a sick Hulk Hogan on the left.
Those are some old school pimps. Girl. One of them will get you with the incense, the other one get you with the Hennessy.
I mean, honey. Yes, Jaika daddy with the incense and that's Drake daddy with the Hennessy.
Yeah, that's Drake
Hennessy
daddy over there.
If you had to guess what kind of event they're at, what would you say?
A weed fest?
Wouldn't that be the hoes and pimps on Snoop run that?
Oh, the pimp convention?
Pimp convention. Yeah.
Up next on the list, y'all, is none other than the queen of bad boy, Miss Janice Combs, y'all. Now, her clothes are usually, Miss Combs, she usually on point, baby. But you know, what in the hell is going on with this girl, child? Let me see. All right, bitch, that's
Carolyn Monroe.
Yes, yeah, ma'am. Okay.
She always served that
Always
honey.
Served it,
yes,
baby.
Yes, you better serve up that shoulder, mama.
You know, kill him with the shoulders.
Yes, she is. And she that cold shoulder.
All right, baby.
What do you call that color on the high end?
On the high end, baby, that is hot lemon.
Hot lemon.
Hot lemon,
that's spicy.
That's curry, bitch. Curry,
hot lemon on the high and curry
yes
on the bottom.
Okay.
And last but not least, y'all, breath. Now, your girl, honey, Mama D and Waka Flocka's Baba Baby, Miss Deb Adney.
Okay, Mama D is giving you the palace, which she always
yes, she is.
She's giving you the ball at the palace.
She's giving you, I am the Wicked Witch of the South.
Yes, okay, honey.
And what's Deb, honey?
And Deb is giving you lace.
Deb is giving you tippy toe boots.
Yeah, because yeah, she's giving you baby. Yeah.
Like, you can kill a bug in the corner with those shoes.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Don't do that to Deb.
But
don't
sharp,
do that
though,
to
you can get yeah right in that 90 degree
Deb
angle
is giving you baby Miss Vanity Fair.
Yes.
Mama D got her body down, honey. She ain't scared to show it.
You can't tell her nothing.
Nada.
Right, baby.
Got nada, nothing.
Got her teeth done and everything.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
That's right. And today's deal is exactly what I need. The Glamour Brush Hair Straightening Brush is the heated brush that gives you a smooth, straight, frizz-free hair in half the time it takes to flat iron your hair. It has ceramic bristles for fast heating, a digital temperature display, and you can control the heat level up to 450 degrees.
Ooh,
that's perfect.
Oh, girl, that is hot, honey. What's about to get to turn it off?
Oh, don't worry about that, because it has an auto shut off after 30 minutes, so you never have to worry about it being left on.
Bro, this is perfect for hitting that kitchen area. How much is it?
I hope no one is straightening their edges right now, because you just might burn them out with these prices. The Glamour Brush Hair Straightening Brush usually goes for $100, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $19.
I'm hooking up my grandmother and my aunts.
Ooh. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, this woman got the surprise of her life when she checked her banking account. Heidi and Frank going to tell you all about it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. This story is pretty crazy. There was a 75-year-old woman by the name of Ellen Barron. She's making headlines after she went to check her bank account and noticed that all of her money was missing. She thought that perhaps there was fraud going on, but it turns out she went to the bank. She called to ask about her money. Where's all my money? And they told her that it was all gone because the government had informed them, the bank, that she had died.
And so they take all your money when you die? The government takes all your money?
You take my money? I've children. You don't know what my will is, what my kids get, so you just take my money?
Maybe they put it in something like probate or whatever until the family comes around and says, okay, now we got to settle this person's account. But I guess if you're dead, they just can't leave it in the bank.
Why not?
I don't know.
They can leave it in the bank and it's their money that they can use. I don't understand. So
but
yes.
I think that would be kind of fantastic if I found out that the government told everyone I was dead. Then I could actually go to my own funeral, see who shows up, see how long it takes for my wife to get a Bethany Frankel guy. be able to text her because she thinks I'm dead, but she thinks I'm texting her from the other side. Like, hurry up already. She's like, what am I getting? He's haunting me. I'll be able to hang out in women's locker rooms. Oh. Wait, I'm not invisible.
Right.
I'm not really dead.
That's your superhero. You're mixing up your superhero.
No, if I was really dead, that's where I would be. I'd be in the haunted locker room.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.